Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This might be a victory lap for Tommy Mulay.
Whatever.
But it doesn't take away the down-hominess of having this at the ballpark along with your beer and your hot dog.
Okay.
What this does illustrate is maybe every single man and woman who's ever done this is overestimating how athletic they are when the moment finally comes. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, baseball season is upon us.
Oh, yeah.
The Wings are in full flight, right? Now, Major League Baseball's going on. And although we don't really have it up here, college baseball is cranking down south.
Okay.
There are some college baseball programs, Tommy, as you know, having worked down south that are big time. LSU is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a story coming from an LSU baseball game yesterday.
Yeah.
Fan sitting in the outfield. He's a larger gentleman.
Yeah.
Looks, Kimmy, late 50s, early 60s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's definitely an older cat.
So it's a fat southern boy.
And he seems like a diehard LSU fan.
Fully good. I can't say it in grits.
He sounds like a guy that goes to a lot of games.
Yeah.
So he's sitting
He's a bat cat.
He's sitting in the outfield. Home run off a metal bat comes flying at his head.
Oh, big pinger.
That's right. He's got his baseball glove.
All right.
He's been waiting for this moment.
He puts the glove up to make the catch.
Yeah.
The ball misses the glove and hits him in the effing forehead.
Yeah. With his fat face.
They did the...
His big, fat, southern boy face.
And he had a hat on, but he still had like this massive like scratch and bruise underneath his hat.
They did the measurements, because they can do this now with the technology they have. It was 109 miles an hour when it cracked him in the head.
Wait, that far out?
Yes. Well,
it was still trucking?
Off a metal bat.
Oh, yeah.
This is the gentleman.
Aluminum sting, son.
This is the gentleman who took that home run off his head at the LSU game.
And we did not make this up.
This is all real. All right. Go ahead.
I mean, it was on a rope. And, you know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. And I was like, okay, now's my time. I got one coming. And holding the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome, and here we are. I've got a nice little goose egg.
Can we see it?
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to. It don't feel good.
If you want to.
By the way, he seems like the sweetest guy
on
the planet.
He does. He's very lighthearted about the whole situation. So, he just got hit in the head with the ball.
To add literal insult to injury, when the ball went off his head, it went out of the park and into a highway. So he didn't even get the ball.
So it's gone.
It's gone forever. The kid who hit the home run off his head came out to the outfield and just gave him a ball. And the kid said he would autograph it for him the next homestand that they had. Which, I mean,
Southern hospitality.
College baseball player, though. You're not going to the Hall of Fame with that
Probably
thing.
Probably not.
But if there is one lesson we can take from what happened to this poor Southern gentleman at the LSU game, I'm a guy who likes to bring my glove to the ballpark. You guys kill me for it.
Mm.
Having that glove may not be the security you think
it is.
No.
Because, again, everything would have to line up where you don't have a hot dog in your hand in that moment.
Yep.
Or, you know, it's coming at the perfect angle where you can even use your glove.
Well, like you said, it's on a rope.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a rope.
And it's being hit by a kid that plays college-level baseball.
Yes.
It ain't your beer league bloopers.
Well, I feel like, you know, Pure League bloopers. a home run coming off a wood bat in the outfield, I don't think it's coming as hot as that ball is.
But it's still a strong kid that's hitting it.
No, that's my point, is the kid is hitting it harder in college out of the park.
An aluminum bat.
And I think that most people who are sitting with their glove are expecting like a foul pop-up that they have a ton of time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? But even in that moment.
It was a Roper, son.
Even in the moment of like soft, high foul ball, you're putting a lot of faith in your athletic ability. And there's always that moment, if you haven't played baseball in a while, right? When that pop-up is 40 feet from your face. You start to remember, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
That panic sets in.
And
right?
Everybody's watching you.
You don't have time to react.
Everybody in the park is watching that ball come at you.
And you can't duck either, because God forbid there's a kid or like old lady behind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you get out of the way, somebody else is taking the hit for you.
And there will be five different angles of the slow motion replay of you ducking while
with your glove.
But it shouldn't keep you from bringing your gloves.
No,
to the park.
You keep doing it.
Come on, man.
Sad-ass old man.
And the thing is, too, you're never impressed by somebody that catches it with their glove. Like, sure, like it worked out for you, but I'm way more impressed by man holding baby and beer and barehanding the ball.
Well, okay,
somehow.
Now you're doing Tommy again. Yes, that was an amazing video.
Or just
and you don't spill
it
nothing.
I'll say this. Did you see the video of the home run?
I only saw the guy's interview.
If he would have caught that home run on a rope the way it was, I would have been impressed.
Really?
He's a big old fat 60-year-old Southern guy. Yeah, that would have been impressive. That would have been really impressive. Right. Don't sell this man short, Kimmy. Kid's got a goose egg.
I mean, there ought to be a rule. Just little kids get to play out this little fantasy. And it's college baseball.
Well, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal there,
man.
Though. It's
what? I understand that we don't.
I know college Southern baseball, but it's still college baseball.
I'm not going to hate a guy for having a hobby, an inexpensive, fun hobby.
So if I had a college baseball in my house, you'd be impressed.
If you had. Oh, I see what you're saying. The baseball.
The actual physical baseball?
I got an autograph from a kid. Didn't go to the majors. Was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And he gave me this baseball. Played for LSU.
No, that would not impress me. However,
check it out.
If you.
It says Bo Cephas on it.
Was it in Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
Went down to Georgia looking for a ball to steal? If you had the story this guy had, I would be impressed. If it's just an autograph ball, no, I'm not impressed by that.
Okay.
Right. No, but that doesn't prove your point. This guy has a story behind his ball.
You would have to display the baseball with a picture of you holding the baseball with a baseball on your head.
But going to a college baseball game as a grown-ass man.
I don't think
like
it's
if I was
that
out
weird.
At Fisher it would or someplace be like that.
Different.
Yeah, but it would be like going to a Red Wings game here down south. Like, that's their team that they have in the town.
And right? I'll go further. Yeah. Like, if we're talking like SEC, big schools, Georgia, LSU.
Or the big programs like Wichita State.
Well, he was...
The Shockers.
If I was down, I got
they
it.
Good.
Now I understand why you
they coming
it
up.
If I was down there, I would want to go check out that atmosphere. Yeah. I've never been to something like that before.
It's pretty boring because there's usually nobody there.
No, there's a ton that they draw well.
But it ain't
because
like
of where they
football.
Are located. Oh, obviously.
It ain't the swamp, son.
See, that's what you did. When you did the baby holding the ball, that's what you did.
Ain't
that's
no
what you
damn saw. Swamp, boy.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.